You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 434, covering week 40, September 9th to October 5th, 2025. Linus Torvalds released the Linux kernel 6.17. Most notable changes include improved ButterFS performance, file_getAtter and file_setAtter system calls, unification of single processor and multiprocessor configurations in the task scheduler, the daemon_stat module with memory access statistics, support for live patches on ARM64 systems, sending core dumps via the AF_UNIX socket, limiting sced_ext via cgroup, simplified configuration of protection against CPU vulnerabilities, building in Clang with initialization of variables on the stack, protection against /proc spoofing, an extension of the runtime verification subsystem, limiting AF_UNIX sockets via AppArmor, and the TCP dual PI2 congestion control algorithm. The new version incorporates 14,334 fixes from 2,118 developers with a patch size of 46 megabytes. Olivier Cochard-Labbé has released the specialized BSD Router Project 2.0 BSDRP distribution, notable for updating the code base to the FreeBSD 16 development branch. The distribution is designed for creating compact software routers supporting RIP, OSPF, BGP, and PIM routing protocols. Management is performed via a command line CLI interface reminiscent of Cisco IOS. The distribution is available in builds for the x86-64 and ARM64 architectures. The moderator team responsible for maintaining order in the NixOS project forums and repositories has announced his resignation in protest against the steering committee, which is interfering with the moderator's work and attempting to influence their decisions. The moderators view the committee's actions as abuse of authority, and since the project rules do not address such situations, the moderator team has decided that it cannot perform its duties conscientiously under the current circumstances. The disagreements arose because the steering committee and the existing moderators hold different views on community governance. The committee is sensitive to criticism and discourages discussion of the community's fundamental conflicts. The moderators, however, believe that such discussions are essential for the project's growth and that controversial topics should not be avoided or suppressed, but rather maintained in a healthy and constructive manner without resorting to personal attacks. Examples of unacceptable decisions by the steering committee include attempts to overturn certain moderator decisions, pressuring moderators to take action against individual participants in discussion topics, requiring moderators to report and justify their actions, and attempts to appoint and remove moderators without a vote. The committee explained its actions as an attempt to achieve diversity of opinion and eliminate bias within the moderation team. Ubuntu Touch 24.04-1.0 is developed by the UbiPorts project, which took over development of the Ubuntu Touch mobile platform after Canonical stepped away from it. This is the first Ubuntu Touch release based on Ubuntu 24.04. Ubuntu Touch 24.04-1.0 update will be released in the coming days for the usual phones, and builds for the Fairphone 5 have been added. The fourth experimental release of the Pigeon 3.0 instant messaging client has been released. This release is rated as being of pre-alpha quality, not intended for everyday use. Builds are available in Flatpak format. Only the source code archive is currently available. Pigeon 3 has been in development since 2011. After 3 years of conceptual discussions, Pigeon 3 features the G-Object Type System, GDK4, and Adwaita libraries, the Meson build system, G-Plugin for plugin processing, SQLite for storing chat history, and G-Settings for managing settings. The API has been completely redesigned. GTK Builder XML is used to define interface elements, and a custom widget library, Talkatu, has been created to display chat history. The OpenSUSE Leap 16.0 distribution has been released. It's built on the next major branch of the commercial SLES 16 distribution, moving to the new SLFO SUSE Linux Framework 1 platform, previously known as ALP Adaptable Linux Platform. OpenSUSE Leap 16 retains the features of the classic distribution using traditional packages, but those requiring an atomically updated system with a basic read-only installation should use the OpenSUSE Leap Micro Edition. A universal 4.2 GB DVD build, x86-64, ARCH64, PBC64LE 390X, and a stripped-down image for installation with network downloads are available for download. The update cycle for OpenSUSE Leap 16.x releases has been extended from 1.5 years to 2 years, as stated in an earlier episode. OpenSSL 3.6.0, an implementation of the SSL/TLS protocols and various encryption algorithms, has been released. OpenSSL 3.6 is a regular support release with updates available for 13 months. Support for previous OpenSSL releases, 3.5 LTS, 3.4, 3.3, 3.2, and 3.0 LTS, will continue until April 2030, October 2026, April 2026, November 2025, and September 2026, respectively. The project's code is licensed under the Apache 2.0 license. Radical, a P2P platform, has released version 1.5. It aims to create a decentralized service for collaborative code development and storage similar to GitHub and GitLab, but not tied to specific servers, uncensored, and powered by P2P network participants. The platform supports typical elements of a social interaction among developers, such as issues, patches, and code reviews. The project's developments are written in Rust and distributed under the Apache 2.0 and MIT licenses. Builds are available for Linux and macOS, a desktop client, web interface, and console interface are also being developed. Radical eliminates the need for dependency on centralized platforms and corporations for code development and distribution, as dependency on these platforms introduces additional risks, single point of failure, company closure, or changes in operating conditions. Radical uses familiar Git for code management, enhanced with tools for defining repositories in a P2P network. All data is stored locally, local first, and is always available on the developer's computer, regardless of network connectivity. Ian Kelling has been appointed president of the Free Software Foundation. Geoffrey Knauf served as president of FSF since 2020. Prior to that, Richard Stallman was forced to resign following accusations of behavior unbecoming the leader of the free software movement and threats by several communities and organizations to sever ties with the foundation. Ian Kelling has been employed as a system administrator at FSF since 2017. In 2021, following a restructuring of the organization's governance processes, he joined the board of directors as a member representing the foundation's staff. Prior to 2017, Ian assisted the Free Software Foundation as a volunteer. In addition to his work at FSF, Ian contributed to development and bug fixes for many open source projects, including GNU Emacs, Debian, Fedora, Arch Linux, and MediaWiki. Ian was noted as a board member who combines the technical expertise to speak authoritatively on most free software issues with a strong connection to the community and the ability to communicate ideas publicly. Richard Stallman described Ian as having demonstrated sound judgment and a strong commitment to the free software movement. According to Geoffrey Knauf, the outgoing president, during his time on the board, Ian demonstrated a thorough understanding of the free software philosophy and its application to modern realities, as well as an ability to recognize threats to user freedom arising with the development of new technologies. The Raspberry Pi Project developers have released a new version of Raspberry Pi OS 2025-10-01, also known as Raspbian, based on Debian 13. The repository contains approximately 35,000 packages. The desktop environment is based on the LabWC composite server, which uses the WLroots library from the Sway project. Three builds are available for download: a slimmed-down version for server systems, a basic desktop version, and a full version with an additional set of applications. Builds are available for 32 and 64-bit architectures. An update for the older Raspberry Pi OS release, Legacy, has also been created, built on Debian 12. Andrei Janik announced the release of Zeluda 5, an open-source implementation of CUDA technology. The project aims to enable unmodified CUDA applications to run on systems with non-NVIDIA GPUs, with performance close to that of applications running without interposers. The project's code is written in Rust and is licensed under the MIT and Apache 2.0 licenses. Zeluda was the second major release of the project, formed after purging the codebase developed during Andrei's time at AMD. Since 2022, Andrei has been working at AMD on creating a CUDA compatibility layer for AMD GPUs, but the project was discontinued in 2024. In accordance with the terms of his contract and after receiving permission to publish from an AMD representative, Andrei open-sourced the work he developed while at AMD, enabling the execution of CUDA applications on top of the ROCm stack and the Heterogeneous Computing Interface for Portability (HIP) runtime. A group of French enthusiasts presented the Open Printer project, aimed at creating a color inkjet printer with open hardware and software. The device is modular and built using standard replaceable parts. The printer can be assembled like a kit and upgraded, improved, or repaired as needed. The project's results, including files with electronic and mechanical component schematics, firmware drivers, and bill of materials, will be distributed under a Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 license, which prohibits commercial use. The printer supports HP63 US and HP3 CO2 Europe cartridges, free of DRM, manufacturer lock-in and refill restrictions. It supports one black or one color cartridge. Printing is supported on a 27mm roll paper and on single A4 and A3 sheets. It prints at 600 dpi in black and 1200 dpi in color. The device is controlled by a Raspberry Pi Zero W board with a 1.47-inch TFT display and a jogger wheel for mode switching. An STM32 microcontroller controls the cartridge. Support for external devices includes USB Type-C, USB Type-A, Wi-Fi 802.11ac, and Bluetooth 4.1. The Free Software Foundation celebrated its 40th anniversary. In 1985, a year after the GNU project, Richard Stallman established the Free Software Foundation. The organization was created to protect against companies with a dubious reputation, convicted of assigning code and trying to sell some of the first GNU project tools developed by Stallman and his comrades. 3 years after the founding of the organization, Stallman prepared the first version of the GPL license, which defined the legal framework of the free software distribution model. At the 40th anniversary of the event, Zoe Kuiman, the executive director of the SPO Foundation, presented a new project, LibrePhone, aimed at granting full freedom of computing in mobile devices. Details of the initiative are not yet given, and it is mentioned only that it will convey to users of mobile devices basic concepts of software freedom, such as the right to run, copy, distribute, study, modify, and improve software. The project is overseen by Rob Savoy, winner of the Free Software Promotion and Development, the creator of the Free Flash Player GNASH, a member of the development of GCC, Debian, GDB, Dejang Nu, New Life, LibGloss, Sigwin, and One Laptop Per Child, and Expect. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.